investment in our very important bus services.
Conservatives have been running the Department of Transport for years. Were ministers aware in July 2019 that the project was over budget and years behind schedule? Because that's the part of the Sunday Times, that's part of what the Sunday Times has said, that ministers were told by the chairman of HS2 in June 2019. Parliament wasn't told, and it was voting on the Birmingham to Crewe leg at that time.
Well, ministers will have kept Parliament informed, as I do. We publish a regular six-monthly update to Parliament about how the project is being delivered,
and
we'll continue to do that.
But that's why I'm keen to understand what the department knew in 2019 compared to what MPs were being told, because the Transport Minister stood in the Commons and said, I stand here to state confidently that the budget is £55.7 billion, the timetable is 2026 and 2033, whereas the Sunday Times says that what ministers knew at that time was different.
Well, I'm sure ministers were keeping Parliament informed about what they knew at the time. But I come back to what I said. We know.
How do you know that when, according to the Sunday Times, there were two different bits of information? Are they wrong?
Well, as I said, in the Sunday Times story, there are a number of allegations there which have been looked at previously and found to be unfounded. But ministers have a duty to keep Parliament informed accurately at all times. And I'm sure that's what ministers will have done, as I strive to do.
Do you know
but the
that?
Fundamental...
Because if you know that for sure, that what they were saying at the time to Parliament was not different to what they're being told privately, then you should explain that.
Ministers have a duty to keep Parliament informed accurately, and that's what I strive to do. But the fundamental point with the project is that the costs have increased.